Russ Cohen watches those prospects as well.
Is that Loverboy?
Yeah, it is. It is. A
Canadian band, right?
Yes, it is.
Is this Russ's theme song?
It's called Every Friday.
Is he Loverboy?
Every Friday. Is that the name of the song? I'm working for the weekend. Okay. We play it every Friday. Speak slowly to me. Sorry.
Russ.
Working for the weekend. That's it. That's it. That's exactly. I should have picked up on that. You picked up on the Loverboy thing and your best of Loverboy CD you have in your car.
Loverboy favorite hit.
Russ Cohen, do you like this? Do you like this Working for the Weekend theme song?
I'm not a fan of the band. I like the theme of it, though. And I think Rob used to wear the headband like the lead singer. I'm pretty sure.
You bet.
Oh, God.
I actually saw him at university a long, long, long time ago. My girlfriend at the time was kind of the little PR, like student PR coordinator for the little organization that brought concerts onto campus. And they brought Loverboy on campus. They brought the Kinks. They brought Cheap Trick. They tried to get her in the back of the bus. They go, hey, you want to jump on the bus? She said, no, no, not kidding.
Well, okay. Okay. You want to
surely
hear this?
I digress.
Okay, Russ, I got to tell you this one.
Are you Loverboy, by the way?
I am not.
Okay.
Okay, here's what I got to tell you, Russ. Prospects, okay, you've got the Coast of Hockey Prospects Radio here. Listen to this one. Student Council, Woodbine Junior High, first ever dance I'm involved in arranging, a new group getting together. It cost $100. I think it was 1970. Rush.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah.
Wait,
the guys.
You were the guy? You were doing what my gal was doing? You were organizing the concert?
But I'm just saying, they were just starting out. They're local guys.
Yep.
And it was, the real Rush at Woodbine Junior High.
That's a good $100, man.
I was a good $100, yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You spent the $100 and had Rush play at your junior high school?
Woodbine Junior High Student Council did as they were starting
out.
You're
kidding.
And then later on, I accidentally got Geddy Lee's playoff tickets instead of mine, so we had a switch. So there we go. That's all these years later. So I can beat Loverboy, and I'll see your Loverboy and give you a Rush. How about
that? Did Rush ask if you wanted to check out their bus?
No. I didn't. We stay out of the bus here. We keep things on the sidewalk about that. So meanwhile, it's funny. Actually, there was a great analogy music-wise about Benoit Pouliot feeling like the fifth Beatle now in Edmonton. What a great thing to be on, like, the all-time great lines. It's like Gretzky and Curry and a million other guys, and now you may have McDavid and Eberle, and please, please, please let me play on that line.
That's true. Yeah, McDavid's come back strong, but we all knew he would, and if he could play the Leafs every day, he would definitely win the Calder. But I think every team now is going to start to want to play the Toronto Maple Leafs, and McDavid definitely exploited him.
Win the Calder? He'd win the Art Ross. If he had 25 more games against the Leafs? Holy smokes.
He is number two in points per game after Patrick Kane. Put that in perspective. That's what Connor McDavid right now is, one, number two in points per game after Connor McDavid. So
it's cranking.
There we go.
It's cranking.
Anything changed for you? The beautiful thing about being here in the Great White North is we get on television, we get the mid-season reports from everybody in terms of the prospect updates. So do you have anything that's changed for you near the top?
No, nothing's changed, although Pierre-Luc Dubois certainly still creating a lot of attention. But, no, I think all the top five are still the top five, and I don't know if that's going to really change. I think I put out a 10 to 15, and I think, there's more, 11 to 15 recently, and I think there's more that could change with that. That seems to be more volatile, but no, I think the top is okay.
Now, what about goaltenders, as we talk about? I think Montreal made that bold move, taking Carey Price back in 2005, and boy, has it ever paid dividends. Not always the way. Goaltenders are funny animals, but that same draft, Tuukka Rask went in the first round. It's become a little bit more of an exact science. What is out there that way?
Yeah, goaltending is it's not strong this year. I don't know if there's really – I don't think there's a first-round goalie. I don't. And so it is sort of a crapshoot. And so I don't envision anybody going in the first round. I don't think there's a Carey Price out there.
Hey, I'll tell you one guy I'm mildly pleased about just because, and I'm talking about Daniel Catenacci, and unfortunately he made the news for the wrong reason last night when he got hit by your Philadelphia Flyer there, Gudas.
Yeah.
But I'm pleased that the kid is playing for the Buffalo Sabres because I remember, I think he played in the prospect game probably 4 years ago.
Sounds about right.
And I remember watching him at the MasterCard Center here in Toronto during one of those Brendan Shanahan rules experimentation seminars. They had two or three of them in consecutive years where they were trying out new things, like, you know, 3-on-3, and the referee, instead of being on the ice, standing on a platform on the glass. It was just weird stuff, some of it. But Catenacci was there, and he played Sault Ste. Marie and Owen Sound, and I remember going, God, this kid, he's undersized. He's about 5'8", 5'9". But he was like the hardest working guy on the ice. He was all over the place, and no one would listen to me. I go, who's this kid? Why is no one paying attention to Catenacci? I guess he had paid enough attention to him to play in the prospect game. But they use those same players as like the little guinea pigs for all these rule explorations. But here he is. He made the big show. I'm happy about that.
He did, and then, like you said, for the wrong reasons, got really destroyed last night by Radko Gudas on the way down too. Gudas hit him in the head, and after the game, Marcus Foligno was none pleased because he had been slew-footed by Gudas that game. And I was kind of wondering. Gudas was just so off the rails. I don't think if I were the coach, I would have let him even play the third period. That's how off the rails I felt he was, and when I was talking to guys in between the break and then the third period, sure enough, he gets the hit to the head. He was just like that the whole game, and it's just crazy in the sense that they were up 3-0 at one point, and Buffalo just got off the power play, and he hits Molson in the face with the stick. And it's like, you're up 3-0. Their power play just ended. Molson's in the crease, but the puck's not even on him. What are you doing?
Yeah. It is his destiny to have. He will end up serving. I mean, it's just going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen this time.
What do you think's
going to happen?
What do you think,
sir?
Russ?
Might happen this time.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the hit to the head might do it.
I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think so? Okay.
No. I think it's a body check that you've all the factor in all the things. Catenacci's literally double. Like he's bent over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost the abdicator concept the other day.
Possible.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out a little bit later on what gives about that as far as it goes. You know, Philadelphia, I guess that we've said this a couple of times now, or maybe more last Friday. Yeah, it seems like now too little too late that they had that chance, and I'm not just because it was a Leaf guy, but Matt Hunwick's late goal seemed to be a real deflator when you had some momentum and a real bad luck and bad bounce there. And that that momentum, if it just goes sideways for a little bit, that's a long time. That's debilitating if you're one of those teams on the outside.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, they're still getting great play from Shane Gostisbehere, who's got a 10-game point streak. Initially on the goal last night, he didn't get an assist, and afterwards they gave it to him. So he's got the longest point streak in the NHL. He certainly has energized the team. They're getting good play. They actually sat Matt Reed and saw results. Nick Cousins got his first NHL goal, which was nice because he's been working in Lehigh very hard the last couple of years, just waiting to stick, basically, and now he might. I mean, he's showing that, hey, he can skate. He's got a good shot. He's a little bit smaller than some of the other guys, but he makes up for it being a pest as well on the ice. And so he's fit in well with the Hextall system and got rewarded last night, and maybe that's some more secondary scoring this team can count on.
Are you old enough to remember Barry Beck in 1978?
Of course. Am I old enough? Yes.
And his 10-game point scoring streak?
Yes. I also remember Barry getting his shoulder popped out every couple of weeks too. After a while.
Yeah, he was very injury prone. Hey, by the way, the next chance he has to go to 11 here. It's a matinee game coming up for Philly, right? You'll be there, won't you?
I'm not going to be at that game. I'm actually going to be at Toy Fair. I cover Toy Fair every year in New York.
What?
Yeah, I do.
What the hell is that?
Do you still dance on the piano there? They still have that from the movie Big?
What kind
That's
of toys?
Old technology, Gord. Now they've got bigger technology. I'll be seeing the new Star Wars stuff and things like that.
Wow.
But yeah, I know what's going on. They're playing the Devils. It's a big game. Like, this is...
Yeah, but it's Toy Fair. It's Toy Fair.
Toy Fair. Is that like electronic games, or is it also just regular toys?
It's everything. It's your... old-fashioned Monopoly games, it's your card games, it's your high-tech stuff, it's your toys that talk to other toys like the Minions did a couple years ago. That one video I put up probably got, like, I don't know, 400,000 hits.
What? Is this at the Jacob Javits Convention Center?
Yes.
It is. How about that lucky guess?
So you put the robots up, that's what got the 400,000 hits?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll look forward to that.
See,
that's
robots,
cool.
We're reporting, Mike Lippa here on the show yesterday reported that by the year 2020, 5 million more jobs will be lost to robots.
Yeah, no question. Hopefully no jobs are, you know, on the ice in the NHL though.
Well, or co-hosting Hockey Prospects Radio. I mean, we need you. We need the real Russ.
We don't want a robot during your job.
So
if there's going to be a robot replacement, it should be for Shane Malloy, not for me.
We will take that under advisement. And hey, we'll have a great weekend as always. I'll talk to you next week. Okay, Russ. Thanks very much.
Take care.